The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Seek the Lord, and He will open the way. December 25, 2004. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For a brother in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. It is written. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. My son, I am the answer you search for. I am the truth you seek. Therefore, he who abides in me shall reside in the presence of the Almighty, and shall be given knowledge and receive understanding. Thus those who remain void of the Spirit must continually seek me, and they too shall find me. For I have written all in my book. Yet those who read the word of the Lord must also believe it. Or how shall they know me? For those who truly know me seek to abide in my love. Yet how can one remain in my love, if they do not obey my teaching? For my grace descends upon all who repent in sincerity and in truth. And my spirit dwells within those who keep the commandments and testify to my glory. Therefore, my son, receive of me. Then will that which you seek become clear. For your heart's true desire cannot be found in the world. Seek God. Again I say to you, search not in the world, for there you will not find me, nor seek me in the churches of men, for there you will not find me. For I tell you the truth, the kingdom of God is within you, and that which is most needful, is it not written for you? Therefore, do not place your trust in any man, nor lean upon man's invention, for the things of this world deceive you. Beloved, turn away from those who teach as doctrine the commandments of men, and stand apart from all this modern ideology, for it is poison. Close your eyes to all these images on the screen, shut your ears to the noise of this world, and separate yourself from all these mocking voices. For the evil one is at present the lord of the air. Indeed, every corrupt seed planted within the heart of man is of the evil one. From the beginning he was a liar, and from the beginning he planted seeds of wickedness in my garden. For it is written, there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he is only doing what is natural to him, because he is a liar. Indeed, he is the father of all lies. Therefore, embrace only that which is good, and comes down from your Father in heaven. For God is love, and that which he sends is spirit and truth. And by these things shall you be led, even as you in like manner lead those around you, if you so choose to obey my voice and walk in my ways. Yet remember this. Those who boast of their own works are prideful, and seek after the praises of men. Yet those who boast of the Lord's works, for your sake, are humble, and seek to honor me. In these pride is far removed. For those who give me glory, honor me, and those who give thanks without ceasing, offer up perfect praise. To the likes of these, listen closely, for their desire is righteous, and their love true. Behold, they seek the kingdom of heaven, and my righteousness, and salvation has become their companion. Therefore, my son, do not worry because you do not have all the answers, nor be upset because you do not fully understand. For the Lord your God is truth, even as I am the truth. For all knowledge resides within the Father, even as I am in the Father, and he is in me. Thus I am also the answer. My son, trust in me, and you shall be set free. For it is the humble, penitent man who shall see God. Behold, he shall look upon my face, as I restore him in my image. For I am the image of the invisible God, the perfect reflection of the Father, the face of the Majesty from on high. Emmanuel. Therefore open your heart to me, and I shall create you anew, says the Lord.